You know, Ipswich is full of history. It's only about 150 years ago since this piece of land here was owned by the Aboriginals. And you know that with the Mobo land rights, they could come and claim it again. You know, where we lived at Pine Mountain, there was a borer ring. And the whole area was full of history. As you go out to Pine Mountain, you'll see a tree on the right-hand side, and it's got a stone underneath it, and it's in memory of a family that came out from Ireland by the name of Sherlock. And the road that goes out to Pine Mantle used to cross at Hills Crossing, and that's where the coaches would change horses, just down from where we lived at Pine Mountain, and they would change at Goodna, and then they'd change there. And the Sherlock family have quite a history, because one of the original Sherlocks, her name was Kelly, and the Kellys came from County Cork, and when the Kellys came from County Cork, the family of the Sherlocks came out and they came to Cleveland, and they walked all the way from Cleveland, and they carried a little tree with them, and it was a Moreton Bay fig tree. And you'll see that tree planted out on the right-hand side in Jones's property at Pine Mountain. And then as you go past the old hall at Pine Mountain, the church on top of the hill, that's called Doolin's Hill. And there was a man by the name of Tom Dooley they wrote a song about, and he was one of the relations of the Sherlocks. So the place, all Ipswich, and the place is full of history. And I believe out near the cemetery, there used to be another place where the Aboriginals met, and now there's been a factory, a motor car restoration place built there belonging to Andersons. And one of these days, with Mobo lantern lights, they might just come out and claim that place. So Max, be careful. So the Australian Aboriginals lived here thousands of years before white people ever came. And these people had very different and interesting ways of life. They wandered from place to place. They were hunters who lived off the land, and they were keen fishermen. They had spears and different weapons, and they were the people that invented the boomerang. Now, the boomerang is aeronautically designed that when you throw it, this man's a left-hand boomerang thrower, you notice that, and when you throw it into the wind, and you must keep it upright like that, and if you're a very good thrower, it comes back again. Lloyd Knott taught me how to throw them, and he made them come back every time, but I haven't actually got that skill quite yet. So in the Bible, there are many boomerangs. The boomerang is always meant to come back. About 2 years ago, some people came from New South Wales, and their son was a lovely boy. He was a very bright Christian, a Sunday school teacher, and he was coming home. They lived on a farm in northern New South Wales, and as he was coming home, the farmer, they had to drive through this farm to go to their own farm. So as he was driving through the farm on his motorbike, the person that owned that farm had that very day dehorned all the Brahmin bulls and steers. And as he rode his motorbike, there was one bull must have had a headache or something from having his horns cut off, and he ran into him, and the boy was killed. And it was a very tragic thing, and they came to me and they wanted me to do a memorial for him. So I made this memorial. And they wanted something put on the memorial, and it was a verse out of the Bible. And actually, I'd more than likely read the verse before, but I'd never ever taken any notice of it. So if you want to turn to it, it's in 2 Chronicles chapter 34. And it's the story of a young boy of 8 years of age. Who's 8 here? Are you 8? Well, you just imagine if you were appointed as a king. Would you like to be a king? Would you? Oh, that'd be terrific, wouldn't it, to be a king, wouldn't it, at 8 years of age? And this is what it says. It says, Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 1 and 30 years. And he did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, or the sight of the Lord, and he walked in the ways of David his father, and he declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. So he walked a straight path with God, even from being 8 years of age. He came to realize that God was the one that was the important part of his life. And then in the next verse it says, for in the 8th year of his reign, how old would he have been if he'd reigned 8 years? 16, that's right. So when he was 16 years old, is there anyone here 16? Just turned 16, good. So when he was 16 years of age, it says, while he was yet young, and this is what was put on this memorial, while he was yet young, he began to seek after God. Now isn't that a wonderful epitaph to have on a memorial? While he was yet young, he began to seek after God of David his father. I heard a story, I don't know how true it is, but it's a story that I read about, and it was about a barber shop in South America. And quite a few years ago, you know, when people used to shave, they didn't have an ordinary razor, they had a thing like this. And that's what they call as a cutthroat razor. And they used to go down like this, and they'd sharpen it on a piece of leather, and it used to be very sharp, and they'd shave themselves before electric razors came in. And you know, there's an old Australian story. It's called The Man from Iron Bark. And it tells a story about this man going, by Banjo Paterson as a poem, and how he went to Sydney, and he had a big long beard. And he went to have his beard shaved off. And as he lathered up the beard, the barber got the razor, and they used to have hot water, you see, and he made the water boiling hot and he dipped the razor in. So while the fellow was sitting back like this, he got the back of the razor and put it around his neck like that, and the fellow thought his throat was cut. He jumped out of the barber's chair with soap all over his face, and he ran down the road, and he thought he was going to bleed to death. And if you would like to read that story sometime, it's quite a funny story. So that's what people used to shave with years and years ago. And anyway, the story in South America, when they had to clean the hair off the razor, they used to use paper. And you know, Bibles in those days were made out of special paper. It was rice paper and it was lovely and thin. They didn't have soft paper in those days. So there was an old Bible that he'd found, and this Bible, as he'd shave one person, he'd tear a page out of the Bible and he'd wipe the razor clean with the paper. And one day there was no customers came in, and he thought, well, I'll just sit down and read some of the Bible. And the story says that he turned to this chapter in the book of Chronicles, chapter 34. And as he read the story here, his whole life was changed, and he went right on to reading the Psalms, where it says, God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And God's word, if we read it, is like a boomerang. It always comes back. And God's word, you know, sin is like a boomerang. You know, it says, for what a person soweth, that shall they also reap. And if they reap to the flesh, they'll reap the flesh. But if they reap to the spirit, they'll reap spiritual things. So a boomerang always comes back. And the Bible talks about the boomerang of truth. It talks about the boomerang of the Lord Jesus. Jesus said he was going away and one day he's coming back again. So the Lord Jesus, in a sense, is like a boomerang. So this man read in this book. And as he was reading it, he read about a scribe, and this person is a scribe, a man who keeps the laws. He's like a historian. He writes many things down. And he copied from ancient scrolls. They didn't have books like this. They had a big piece of parchment, and it had a piece of timber on the top of it and one on the bottom, and they used to roll these scrolls up. And they talked about the community life, talked about God's laws, and it talked about rules for life. God's rules for living, God's rules for honesty, and God's rules for everything that pertain to food and different things like this. So the story is about a man in the book of Chronicles by the name of Shaphan. And he was a scribe. He used to write things down. And in those days they wrote in Hebrew, and it was like a funny writing, and they used to write backwards. You know, instead of writing from left to right, they wrote from right to left, and you had to read it backwards to get the idea of what he was saying. And this Shaphan, this scribe, he wore 8 layers of clothes. You just imagine 8 layers of clothes. And then over the top of that he had a waistcoat, and had 12 precious stones in this waistcoat. And he wore a special headdress. So everyone knew that he was the scribe, and he had a very high office. And there was another man by the name of Hilkiah, and he served the people and he taught God's law. So he would go to Shaphan and he'd read all the scroll, and then he'd interpret it to the people, because a lot of the people couldn't read. And he'd interpret it and tell them about God's law and God's purposes for them in life. And then the other person was a person by the name of Huldah. Now when Josiah was king, there'd been enemies that come into Jerusalem, and they'd broken all the city down. They'd knocked all the temple down and a lot of the houses. And just a few weeks ago, we were over in Rome and having a holiday, and we saw old buildings that had been knocked down. And we saw some in Germany that had been blown down during the war, and parts of them had been patched up with brickwork until they were starting to restore them, even long 30 or 40 years after the war, they're starting to patch them up again with stonework. And this building, this temple of God, was broken down, because previously to Josiah, there were wicked kings, and they wouldn't have anything to do with God at all. They worshipped idols. And so when Josiah became king, he said, well, look, we must restore this temple. So as he employed carpenters and bricklayers and stonemasons and tilers and people to restore the building, as they were going around the building, they were cleaning all the old stones and all the dust and rubbish out of the way, they found a book. And this is what it says. And all the people brought money to the house of the Lord, and Hilkiah found a book of the law that was given by Moses. A book of the law that was given by Moses. And Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I've found the book. You know, there was great rejoicing because people didn't know which way to go. But when they found the book, they knew which way to go. They found the book of the law in the house of God, and then it was delivered unto Shaphan because he could copy it out. And Shaphan, he carried the book to the king, the story says, and he brought the king word back again, saying all that committed to the servants, and he went on to tell them about exactly what the book says. Now the book is going to tell you how to honour your father and mother. It's going to tell you how not to kill people, and it's going to tell you to obey the Lord your God with all your heart. And this is the wonder of the book. God's word is like a boomerang. It always comes back. And you know, we have the New Testament now and all the 4 Gospels that tell about the Lord Jesus. And you know, the Bible and the New Testament is like a lost book to people. They don't read it. They don't know anything about it. But the Lord Jesus came, and the Gospels were written by men about the Lord Jesus. And they told us about that the Lord Jesus went to the cross, and the Lord Jesus died on the cross that we might have eternal life. That we might repent of our sin and believe in what he'd done and thank him for dying for us and trust him as our own personal saviour and receive the Holy Spirit. So God's word is essential to our life, and we need to thank God for giving us eternal life. So I want you to remember the story this morning about the Aboriginals, about the natives who owned this land. And they had a thing called a boomerang. And it always came back. Do you know if you tell lies, you'll have to tell another lie to cover it up. And if you do things that are not right, you'll have to try and cover it up with something else. And then you'll have to try and cover it up again and cover it up again and keep covering it up. And as much as you try to cover it up, eventually, if you're not found out in this life, God is going to be the great judge. Now, He's going to judge that in the life to come. So as much as we try and cover things up, they'll always return. You know, the prodigal son, he had to make a decision in his life. He had to come back. He says, Father, I've sinned against you and against God, and I want you to receive me back. Do you know there was anyone here this morning that has never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour? Has never had that peace of sins forgiven and a home in heaven? They can have it this morning by having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and trusting Him and giving their life over to Him, and He can change that life and make them something new. And one day, because you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, He's going to come back for you. He's going to be like the boomerang. He's going to come back and receive you forever and forever. I want you to remember that story this morning. The story about the book that was lost. I found the book. And you know, wouldn't it be wonderful this morning that if you found the book, because the Lord Jesus is called the Word of God, you found Him this morning as your own personal Saviour. And what an epitaph to be written on your memorial. While you were yet young, he began to seek after the Lord. This is the secret. You know, it's harder as we get older and older to come to trust Jesus as our Saviour. But while we're young, we can hand over our life to Him. Not only is the soul saved, but it's a life saved, to spend eternity with Him forever and ever. So remember that story this morning about the boomerang. The Bible is full of boomerangs. It'll always come back. Thank you very much.